federal government has secured a third supply of monkeypox vaccines, alleviating concerns of a vaccine shortage. However, experts calling for greater public awareness around this disease as it's been unfairly categorised as an STD. John O'Wakely asked Dr. Jaya Dantas, Professor of Public Health at Curtin University, how monkeypox is transmitted.
Monkeypox originally is transmitted from animal to human. It's a zoonotic disease and endemic to West and Central Africa. And over there, it was from small animals like rodents, mice, wild squirrels, as well as some primates like monkeys. But the recent outbreak is quite unusual, and we have seen certain cases of this outbreak since 2017. And basically, with this outbreak, there has been human-to-human transmission in non-endemic countries. So we have endemic countries in Central and West Africa, and now we have non-endemic countries, which historically did not have monkeypox before.
What constitutes as close contact for transmission?
Unlike COVID, where it's spread through aerosols and respiratory droplets, here you have to have actual contact with bodily fluids. And here in close contact, so what happens is from an animal to human transmission, but in human to human transmission, it could be one human to another. They have to have monkeypox, one. They could have rashes and lesions because that's the natural progression of the disease, and it is the bodily fluids, excretion of bodily fluids, and it could also be through sexual contact.
How does the vaccine work?
So the vaccine has been there since a long time. So it's the smallpox vaccine that has been used for monkeypox too. So it's not a new vaccine. It is a vaccine that has been used before, and smallpox has been eradicated from the world. So there are stores of these vaccines that can be used quite easily and have been and are being used in many countries. One of the things is with this vaccine that is slightly different is administering the vaccine requires a certain skill or special training, because these vaccines stimulates the immune system in the body to develop antibodies that help recognize and fight an infection if exposed to monkeypox. So basically, it's a vaccine that contains the virus, and basically it's injected into the body. So it can leave a small scar.
How limited is this supply of vaccine, and could we see this supply become inadequate?
I don't think so, because there's enough supply in the world currently for the number of cases that that have been diagnosed. And the company that produces this vaccine has the capacity to increase production if needed. They can increase production if needed off the vaccination.
If this vaccine is accessible to Australians, is it also accessible in many places abroad? Is there a vaccine inequality?
There is vaccine inequality. So basically, this vaccine is sold as Imvanex in Europe, Jynneos in USA, but it's quite expensive. It costs $100 for a single dose of the vaccine. So what's happening currently is the WHO is in discussions with the manufacturers, which is Bavarian Nordic, a company that makes the vaccine, and with Gavi, which is the equitable vaccine distribution organization in the world, that what we have to try to do is to actually reduce the high price and make it equitable to all countries at reasonable cost.
Professor of Public Health at Curtin University, Dr. Jaya Dantas, speaking there with John O'Wakely.